Do you have personal and confidential documents you'd like to shred? Hi, this is Mary Simmons with First Bank Hampton. We are hosting a community shred day on Tuesday, June 29th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in our Hampton Bank parking lot. This event is a perfect way to get rid of old bank statements and other sensitive documents. All you need to do is pull up by the on-site shred truck and we'll help you safely and securely discard your documents. We hope to see you then. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a featured interview from the Radio On The Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Steve Dace. He is an American conservative political activist and talk show host, as we're going to talk about an event he'll be part of here with the Franklin County Republicans at the Franklin County Convention Center coming up on June 28th. That'll be at 7 p.m. And Steve, thanks a lot for talking with us this afternoon.
You bet, Mitch. Happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So that'll be coming up on June 28th. So before we talk about that event and what you'll be talking about, just kind of give our listeners an idea of who you are and where you're from and all that.
Sure. You know, I was born in Iowa. I lived here off and on as a kid, moved around a lot. My mom was originally from Des Moines. I ended up moving back here out of college, kind of trying to figure out what to do with the rest of my adult life, and got a job in the old Des Moines Register sports section at the very bottom of the food chain as a part-time news assistant. Ended up, after several years, working my way up to a sports reporter, and through those contacts, I got invited to join the first sports talk radio station in Des Moines. And then eventually I migrated full-time to radio, and after some local success, I got a call one day from the one and only Van Hart at WHO saying, hey, we'd love to have you here with us, and ended up taking over Afternoon Drive over on WHO. I did that for several years, and then I had an opportunity to kind of expand my horizons and do more stuff on a national basis, and that's what I've been doing for the last 10 years. And now I work with guys like Glenn Beck and Mark Levin over at Blaze TV.
So let's talk about this event coming up on June 28th, the Stand Up for Spoken Truth with Steve Dace. Again, that's coming up on Monday, June 28th, hosted by the Franklin County Republicans. That'll be at the Franklin County Convention Center. And Steve, kind of talk about what you'll be speaking on during that event on June 28th.
Well, let's just, Mitch, look at a very recent story, the origins of the coronavirus. So as somebody with a substantial social media following, because I work on a national platform, if I had gone on my Facebook page and said a month or two ago that I think the virus was man-made and leaked from a lab, Facebook probably would have at least suspended me, maybe banned me permanently. But then all of a sudden now, without really any new evidence, just the narrative has changed. Now scientists are coming out to say, yeah, it probably came from a lab. Heck, John Stewart saying it on CBS. President Biden's administration is saying it came from a lab. And now all of a sudden in the last few weeks, it is now okay to say that you think coronavirus came and was leaked from the lab. Nothing's changed. There wasn't some investigation. There wasn't some new piece of evidence. All of the circumstantial evidence we had for the origin of the virus 16 months ago is the same that what we have right now. What's changed is just what the overlords of free speech will accept as information to be discussed has changed. And so now we are allowed to change with it. When we are deciding as a people, Mitch, that we can discuss things not on the basis of whether or not that they are true, but whether or not we want to confront or accept the fact that they're true at this point in time, that's a dangerous place for a free people to be in order to sustain their freedom and not have it at the whim and beck and call of somebody else. And so that is one of the things I'll be talking about and discussing. We've had a lot of issues over the last year and a half with COVID-19. It has cost too many people their lives. It's cost too many people their businesses. It's cost too many people benchmarks of their lives, graduations, weddings, proms that they'll never, ever be able to get back or will never be able to be replaced. But we've lost a good market of truth during this last year and a half as well.
Again, we are talking with Steve Dace. He is an American conservative political activist and talk show host, as they are having a Stand Up for Spoken Truth event with Steve Dace coming up on June 28th. That will be hosted by the Franklin County Republicans. Again, that will be June 28th at 7 p.m. at the Franklin County Convention Center, the newly renovated convention center. And Steve, you hit on one of the topics that you'll be talking about. It also says in this event you're going to speak on a wide range of issues being debated in popular culture. So what are some other things you would like to talk about during this event as well?
I think a lot of Americans are assessing more aggressively, Mitch, than at any point in my career, what is being taught in our schools. After really, you know, you can kind of think you may know what's going on with your kid. You can even be a very involved parent, show up for parent-teacher conferences or PTA meetings, but it's just not the same as day-to-day being exposed to what your kids are being taught, like a lot of us were in the last year and a half when schools were shut down or were virtual only. And so now we've got more and more scrutiny than ever before over the subject matter that our kids are being taught. That's where we're seeing debates about things that, like what I call critical racist theory. We'll get into some of those things as well. We'll get into the marketing of licentiousness to our children. Why our public school libraries all of a sudden need to host drag queen story time hour. Those are some of the things we'll be getting into when we have a comprehensive conversation about the state of the culture right now.
And Steve, another question I have for you. If someone is kind of on the fence of whether they would like to go to this, maybe they would not like to go, what would you have to say to someone that's maybe thinking about going to this but is still to be decided?
I think that if you suspect that something's missing or something's been denied and everything's not on the up and up, and you're looking for facts and data to kind of quantify those things, so you're not just acting on instinct or emotion, but can actually get real information that will help you to persuade others and to win hearts and minds, given a very pivotal time in our country's history right now. We're kind of at this existential crossroads. I think that this is definitely an event on June 28th. You're going to want to attend. I think you'll come away encouraged, equipped, and inspired.
Like Steve said, that's coming up on June 28th. That Stand Up for Spoken Truth with Steve Dace. That's at the Franklin County Convention Center. That will begin at 7 p.m. on Monday, June 28th. Again, we are talking with Steve Dace, conservative political activist and talk show host. And Steve, before I let you go this afternoon, anything else you'd like to add about that event or anything in general?
You bet. We'll also be doing some book signings there, including my most recent book, which became a number one national bestseller, Fauci and Bargain, the most powerful and dangerous bureaucrat in American history. So we'll be doing a book signing there as well. So if you've never had a chance to get your copy, or you want to bring a copy you've purchased and have me sign it, I'd be happy to do that at the event too.
All right, sounds good. That event coming up on June 28th, again at the Franklin County Convention Center at 7 p.m., $20 per ticket, hosted by the Franklin County Republicans. And Steve, thanks a lot for talking with us this afternoon.
You bet, Mitch. It's been a pleasure. Look forward to seeing everybody on the 28th.
All right, sounds good. That's Steve Dace here on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is also a part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
What better way to spend the summer weekend than enjoying a road trip to one of your favorite destinations? Hi, this is Jordan Brass at First Bank Hampton. If you've ever dreamed of owning a convertible or motorcycle, this is the perfect time of year to make that purchase. And when it comes to financing, be sure to check out our competitive rates and friendly service. We'd love to help you get your summer off to a great start. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.